I just want to say how many people. Dear Chicago.
Lamp sets.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome. Oh. I'm going to go ahead and start the show today. Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 605. 605.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. What up? This is Bon Bon.
Bon Bon.
Mm-hmm. No. M. N. Bon Bon.
Bon Bon.
Yeah,
like Bon Bons.
Bon Bons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Bon Bon. This is
because
Ricky.
Because this is all good when you put it inside your mouth.
I was talking about my hand. Mouthwash.
Welcome. We're coming straight to ya from, oh my God. We didn't say in the last one, welcome to all our Rainbow Radio listeners.
Yes.
Oopsie.
Well, this won't go on the Rainbow Radio right. show, but.
But in case you're following us from over there, we're coming straight to you from the hood in Chicago,
Chicago.
On the west side, northwest side.
Northwest side.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's very nice, you guys. We're going to be going out and looking into a field full of Doinger shorts.
Doinga.
It's these guys. They're playing rugby over there, right? I think they're playing rugby today.
Either rugby or soccer.
I think it's rugby because they're throwing the ball with their hands. Soccer, you don't do that with, right?
I didn't see them.
Yeah.
They look like soccer players to me.
Oh, how could you not look?
I mean, I was
you
not
should be right here
being a pedophile.
Beaten off. Some of them are adults. Excuse me.
Some of them look like adults. That's for
excuse
sure.
Excuse me.
Hi, my name is Pedro and I'm 17.
Bitch, oh. You look like a 45-year-old.
Right. Yeah, you do. Does like, your penis look like a 45-year-old? Because right. That's what I want to see.
Slapped them 45-year-old balls on my face.
He's talking to you, big fatty.
Except she's not 45. Except she's not 45.
No, his balls are 45. But they dropped.
In size?
They dropped when he was 55
right.
or 60.
They dropped.
Or when he was 15.
They drag on the floor like right. ears.
Anyways. Oh my God, what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about the Madge.
Yes, we wanted to go straight into the Madge. I wanted
well,
to guys...
not so much we. But I was like,
because
save it for the show.
Because this one's being a hater.
I'm not being a hater.
Which,
I'm
by
just
the way, I really I know that you don't have like you have three hairs, but I really like your haircut. Your three hairs are nice.
You know that is so funny that you say that because when I went to the bathroom, I checked out my hair. I was like, you know what, Roger hasn't complimented me on my haircut.
No, I told you. I
my
told
friend
you.
Price did it.
Yeah, no, I told you when we went to the when I picked you up from the airport. I said that your hair looked nice. Your hair and your beard, the way it was,
yeah,
like all of it. Like I like the pictures.
It's growing out a little bit more. So I need to what. Maybe I should go to your barber and have them cut.
Maybe you should.
But is it pricey?
No, I pay $20 for a haircut.
Oh.
Quit being
is
a
he
Jew.
Hot? Is the person that does it hot?
Oh, he's very hot. RJ? Okay. Oh, he's very
we'll
hot.
Go. Is it an all Latino
no,
shop?
No, it's all
have
Italians.
Have you seen those?
Yes.
The all Latino yes. shop?
There's, oh there's an, have
can
you seen
I get
the all Arab
can
ones?
Can I get a Z put in my head, please?
With his penis. Bam, bam, bam. Go on ahead. You can bam bam me all you want.
I am a married man now. I cannot talk about such things. But I sure can look.
Oh my God.
So that's like one question. All right, before we get into Madonna, that is the most question I've gotten so far. How does it feel to be married? And I'm like,
why do people act so stupid?
I'm like, well, it really doesn't feel too much different. I mean, I think we're afterwards, we're a little bit more affectionate. And even like at the wedding, like I don't know if this is like for all gay couples, but like Tony and I really don't do like PDA that much. So we really don't like hold hands or touch each other
yeah,
or kiss
yeah.
in public.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if that's just because, you know, we're afraid
and
we'll get
fags.
Murdered.
It's because you're fags.
Right. I thought you said it was because I was fat. I was about to be real
that
mad.
That too. No, I'm just kidding.
But now
wait. You're so fat you can't even hold hands.
Right. Oh,
that's really sad.
I work with a person that's so fat they can't even lift their arms.
That's they got alligator arms?
No, they can't even lift them that far. Like she has to sit like this and she can't even lift her arm. That's really sad.
Someone should sign her up for The Biggest Loser.
She does yoga. Which I don't really understand because you have to be on your arms, but anyway.
And that's a whole lot of body to hold up.
Them bones.
We're not being fat.
Titanium. We're fat, so we can say it.
Right.
But even at the wedding, Tony and I were more affectionate to one another. But other than that,
that was just
a show.
No. That was just, what is it called? In relation to what was going on.
Right.
Like, you guys are feeling the moment. Oh
my God, you guys, my wedding ceremony was really nice. I should have talked more about it.
Talk about it. So tell me more before we dive into Madge.
It was really small. Like the area, probably the area that in the yard that we did.
Was the size of a closet.
No, it was like, it was probably about the size of this whole, your room and this room together. Yeah. I mean, it was closed off because my friend has a big yard. Mm-hmm. And the original idea was to decorate the whole yard. And I was like, that's not really necessary. We could just do a square and we'll go from there. You guys, I saved so much money on this wedding. It's not even funny because, listen, this is the things that I got. The tables and chairs were donated by a church. My friend's friend said, oh, I know some people that are getting married. Can we borrow the chairs and the tables? And the person's like, yes. But little did they know, they were told that Ricky and Antonia were getting married.
Oh.
Not Tony.
Right.
With an I.
Right.
No. But so that we got that for free. Then that's my really friend nice. Gigi and that same friend that's friends with hers, they had an event the night before our wedding and had like all these centerpieces with like baby's breath and like these wicker balls that had like lights in them and stuff.
Recycled.
Completely recycled over to my wedding.
Oh, that's awesome.
Floating candles. Like,
But it looked pretty. And you know what? And I honestly like... You know, this is the reason why I have a really strong dislike of weddings, one. But I also think that a lot of people spend way too much money.
Way too much.
For a wedding. And I think it's I get that you want to have eleganza and all that shit, but it doesn't, you know, you could still have a very pretty, elegant wedding and not pay $100,000 to have right. it.
You know, the curtains that were hanging, they were hanging on PVC pipe. And they had... it was nailed to the tree and then the two sides to support in front of that, we got a bunch of these tree stumps and placed them along the like wedding area, you know, to kind of block people in that area.
Yeah.
But the food was good. We just had some barbecue. Well,
I already told you what was the most important thing about a wedding, the food and the liquor. Those are
there
the
was two none, most... no liquor. Oh, champagne.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't buy any alcohol.
That's good.
People didn't seem to mind. I mean, I bought like sodas and stuff, but
yeah. But it also was like, it also kind of started in the, I feel like, didn't it start like early in the day?
It started in 4. Well, because we were working to get everything done, I actually worked until like 3:55 and that's when I got in the shower. So the wedding didn't start until almost 4:30.
Fucking bride always late.
Right. But you guys, it was really nice. It was, you know, 30, 40 people there.
That's a really good wedding. That's a very nice size wedding.
I had a good time and we... Now, partied just imagine, it up until like 10:30 or 11 at night. So. I mean,
you just said partied it up until 10:30, 11 at night.
Well, for a part for, on a Sunday yeah. for people to be there that late.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's pretty good.
I mean, and then you think about like if you would have done this like the traditional way, you know, like it would have been more expensive.
Oh my God. It maybe would have been not over so much 10, more,
but at least it would have, you would have at least paid a good $10,000, $15,000 to have a wedding.
Oh, but this was like the best part about this thing. So we go to the place to, we go to Sunny's Barbecue so I can pay for the food. And I was explaining to the girl, well, first the workers were like, oh, is this for a special event? And I was like, yes. But I didn't go into detail because it's the South. You know, I didn't want to get crazy. Did I tell you this already?
No.
Oh, okay. So this is brand new for you too.
Yeah.
So the workers, you know, they're getting the receipts because I had to pay. I paid for it like a couple days in advance. Mm-hmm. And so the workers are gathering and then customers are coming into the order out area. That's where we're standing. And the girl's like probing me for more questions. And then Tony's in there also. And she's like, so is this for a wedding? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's for a wedding. And she goes, oh, are you nervous? And I'm like, no, not really. She goes, is it your wedding? And I was like, yeah, it's my wedding. And I go, actually, Tony and I just came from the courthouse and we just got married. And everybody in the whole room was like, oh my God.
Are you serious? Yeah, that's so exciting. Clapped.
Like all the workers were like jumping up and down. You know, they were so excited. And then so that was cool. And but I was explaining to the girl that was taking her order. I said, do you guys, you know, if I want you guys to bring the food to us, not serve it, but set it up like on the hot burner things and all that stuff. I was like, could you guys do that? She goes, well, we can do it, but it's a price. You know, it's a price difference. And I was like, that's okay. We'll just try to find it. We've been pricing the candles and stuff to use, and it's kind of expensive. And she was like, well, yeah, no, I'm sorry. She goes, but wait for a second. I want to make sure I have everything right on the ticket. I'm going to go talk back to my general manager real quick just to make sure we have everything correct so I could tell you exactly how many pans you're going to have. She comes back and she goes, you know what? You get all the stuff to set it up for free. We're giving it to you.
Oh, my God.
So they gave it to me because it was like their first like official like gay marriage ceremony. Like
that's so exciting. Thing.
Yeah. And they were all so happy. Sweet. One of the girls was crying. Aww. One of the girls said, I hate weddings. And I'm like, why? And she goes, because I'm single. I'm always the single girl. I'm like, but she was like super pretty, Roger. Like, I'm telling you, like model pretty.
Oh, wow.
And so she must, you know, she probably has to like go to school or something because there's no reason why she should be single.
Right.
But everywhere we went that
so they gave you so you just paid for the food,
right?
Got it. That's nice.
But the little containers and the candles and stuff, that would have cost us like 40-50 bucks to get all that shit.
Yeah,
so they gave it to us for free.
That's good.
And they also gave me my large sweet tea for free. Ooh, their sweet tea is the bomb, girl. Like, you know your sweet tea's good when you drink it and your teeth squeak together.
Ooh, that just means like, it's a lot of sugar.
That's exactly what makes it good.
Well,
so, but even at the courthouse, when Tony and I went to the courthouse to get married, like the lady that helped us, she was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for you guys. I'm so glad that I can help you with this, that you're doing it in Florida. And then, though, of course, there was, I don't even remember her name. It was like Nalisha or something
here. Something Isha?
Yeah. Was not happy, was not having it. Put up her divider so she did not have to hear what we were talking about.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because that county gave all their, which I think she might need a lesson in sensitivity training or something.
Yeah.
But that county, anybody that had a job that had to do with same-sex marriages or any kind of same-sex issues, they were allowed to post to different jobs or move to different areas. So, and this lady was like, I'm marrying every single gay person up in this place. But it was really cool.
It's sad that you have to, that we still have to face stuff like that, but it just shows you the ignorance.
We won't in the future. I mean, maybe not in our lifetime, but in the future, people won't have to deal with that.
No, I know. And I still think that we're way ahead, you know, far, far, far more ahead than we've been in many years. But it is still sad, you know, that she, because she's misinformed or she's being led by religion and thinking this.
This is a good thing that to come back to. Remember when Dan Pugh asked us, how do you refer to your spouse? Or when someone asks you a question, how do you refer to them? Do you remember that question? Uh-huh. It's very interesting now that I'm in that position because I feel so uncomfortable by saying I got married because you don't know how people are going to react to it, which people at my work, most of them were really excited for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't really share with them that I was getting married prior to leaving. But they're all super happy. But then you have that one, like that one place you go to and they're like, oh, what's your wife's name? You know? And I kind of don't even want to say I'm married just so that I don't have to say, oh, actually my spouse's name is Tony. You know, because it just makes me kind of feel uncomfortable because I don't know what the situation's going to be after I say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you talking to a person that's going to go batshit crazy and start throwing Bibles at you or, you know, shit like that? So
I don't know. I still feel like I think that is as a one great Oprah would tell you, that's an educational moment. I think that's when you. I think that's the most important time to say that when someone asks you, oh, what's your name, your spouse's, you know, your wife's name. You know, that then you can easily be like, oh, actually,
my spouse's name
or my husband's name is, you know, or my significant other.
I kind of feel weird really saying husband, not like with my own personal friends and people that I know, but to completely strangers. I think I would rather just say spouse than husband.
Why?
I don't know.
Because
I don't think the concept of husband and husband hits a lot of people yet. So I think if you say spouse, it's not as, I don't know. I mean, it's really weird. I'd feel weird, kind of.
I don't know. I would. I'm happy
to be married, but.
If ever I get married and find a boyfriend and someone who wants to get married.
Girl, we have the wishing well over here. We got it for you.
I think I'm the type of person that I don't give a shit. So if you don't like it, that's your business, not mine. And it is a teachable moment for me. So I would be the one person to be like, oh, I'm sorry if that offended you, but it's not to me. It's not. That saying that should not be offensive. That's like you telling me you married your husband. Why am I going to take offense to that? You know, like that's how I would, and then turn it in that way and be respectful and not, you know, hey, if that's your wish that you do not believe that, that's fine. But let me explain to you that it's not something that is written.
And they're going to be like, let me tell you, you're going to go to hell.
And I'm going
to
be like, I'm probably going to see you there.
You're like, I'm already there.
I'm going to go down there with, you know, my Louis Vuittons on and Prada in a handbag.
You guys, people that have listened to the show ever since episode one and that have known me from Florida, did you ever really think that Ricky Burton would ever be married?
The same thing you said for me.
Because and this is what I was telling Roger, is that I was getting more excited towards the wedding, but before then I was kind of like, it's not anything I ever thought about, so it's not like an event that I'm excited for. But, of course, when it happened, and I tried to get my vows out, and the first word, I just start crying. You know, it was like, oh, this is kind of real, and I kind of do feel, you know, excited, emotional.
Yeah. I see. For me, I want my wedding to be, like, I want us to have, like, about 30 people, 15 each side, you know.
Three of those visitors as Mariah, Janet, and Madonna.
I would, you know, of course I want my immediate family and just like my closest friends. I don't, and if it's less than 15 on each side, more power. But what I would like to do, hopefully I'm in a financial place, or both of us are in a financial place where we could pay for their ticket to travel, because it would be a destination wedding, and pay for them to go and stay somewhere nice, and it be that. Like, it be a nice, like, sort of an introduction of families and you know, coming together. And that's what I would like to do. I would like to do something like that instead of I would rather spend $15,000, $20,000 on that than, you know, $20,000 on people eating food and liquor. And I'm not even going to be able to enjoy that time. Because don't you feel like, I mean, I'm sure you've gone to bigger weddings. And don't you feel like it was so nice that you were able to sort of almost, you know, interact with everyone at your wedding?
You know, even with the small wedding that I had, I still felt kind of bad that I could not spend more time with each person.
Right. But at least you were able to, I mean, like, can you imagine these people who have like 200 people at their wedding? Like, I guarantee you they don't even speak to half of that.
I don't even know 200 people to invite to a wedding.
Oh, you could come up with 200 people. I can guarantee you that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I rather focus on, I would prefer that it be just like 5 to 10 people on each side. So it's really small, very intimate. And we have this beautiful like dinner before and then this beautiful reception afterwards that is very intimate and very small. And then I'm able to interact with all these people on a personal level instead of.
No, Roger, this is funny. So we didn't even have a rehearsal dinner or anything because we just were so relaxed about it. But when my sisters got the next day, well, we had dinner with them. Me, Tony, and my sisters had dinner that night. Mm-hmm. And we were explaining to them everything. And I said, oh, we're really not going to practice, but we want you guys to know that you'll be handling the Mexican lasso. And both of them looked at us like, you can keep your bedroom stuff in your bedroom. You don't have to tell everybody about it. You know, that kind of stuff. So, but they were super nervous about the Mexican lasso.
I don't know if I've ever...
The thing that you put over both people, so it's like a glass.
Oh, kind of like jumping over the broom.
Yeah.
Or breaking the glass.
It's that. thing. And then, you know, they came over and put one side on me, and then Tony's friend Juan Carlos went over to represent his side and put it on him, and then we're like united with it. They were like, oh, that's weird.
I'm like, well, it's a very religious. It's a very Catholic thing to do.
Yeah,
because they did it with my mom's wedding too.
But I don't think it's Catholic. I think it's more of a Mexican tradition. Not so much to do with religion.
No, but I'm like,
because it's like the intertwine of two people.
Yes, but not all Mexicans do that. So that's why I think it is tied in somehow with it's like a religious significance. Like you're no longer individuals.
You're no longer a woman.
Stupid.
Okay,
Brittany.
I was joking. I was like, Jesus is here today, because on the end of the lasso, it comes. It's kind of like a rosary. It's two rosaries that's connected into like one thing. So it's round. It fits around one side of you. The other fits on the other person. Mm-hmm. And then it comes into a straight line. At the end of that straight line's a cross with a little baby Jesus on it.
Oh, that's so weird.
But it's like a real Jesus, but not. I call it baby Jesus just because it
was. So a midget was hanging from your lasso? Yeah.
So, and that was.
He was like, don't drag me on the floor.
Cool. But yeah, even saying we did our own vows, and I got choked up and started crying. And apparently there was not a dry
eye
in the yard. Room. I think it's because everybody had allergies, but
stupid.
There were some famous podcasters there that I invited because they live close to where I grew up.
And, yeah.
You know, I know them, so I invited them. That was Taylor, Taffy, Rodan was, I didn't invite him because he lives in Atlanta, but
yeah.
They came with their significant others and made it fun. And
oh, that's interesting.
It was nice to have them there. That's the interesting thing about podcasting. Is I've met so many different type of people. I wish I could invite everyone to the wedding, but
I know I wish I was invited.
But you were invited. You got an invitation. I'm sorry, it was only 4 weeks advance.
Well, there was no way I could get a ticket to go down there in 4 weeks and it'd be cheap. It would have been hell of expensive. One, two. Who was going to take care of my favorite dog? Exactly. So
they told us what you did to them.
Right. Ivy was like, he didn't even pay attention to me. Why did Azelle get all the attention?
Right.
Oh, by the way, I just want to let you know, and you saw this, because when we walked in from the night that we went out, literally Azelle was attached to me the entire evening. She was attached to me the entire weekend. Like, that girl just absolutely loves me.
Well, she's a whore. She'll lay with anyone.
Wow. Wow. Thank God she's at least laying with me.
Just like her uncle.
That's not true. I've said no many a times.
No, but, you said no.
But aren't you
harder?
Right, exactly. Are you still going to do something for your friends in Chicago?
Yeah, but it'll be in the spring. Okay. Like, I think it. I mean, I haven't really mentioned the other thing that we're going through right now.
Right.
So it'll probably have to tie in with that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. Well, that'll be perfect.
Perfect.
So do you want to move on to the Madge?
Yeah, let's move on over to the Madge. All right. Madge Arena.
So this will be like my official review of the album.
Wait, how many songs is on it? 20?
Well, on the standard, it's only, I think, 12 or 13. On the deluxe, it's like 15 or 16. And then on a super deluxe.
There's a super deluxe?
Super deluxe is 26.
All right, so out of 26 songs, are they all songs? They're not like clipped.
Four on the Super Deluxe Edition, which I can send you a link so that you can download it for free.
Oh my God, why do you got to tell everybody?
Well, no, this was because I bought her concert tickets. So, and you can share it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has four. It has two remixes, but it has four extra songs that are not on the.
So, out of the 24 songs, how many do you think are good?
To be 100% honest about the album, I really, really like the album from start to finish, like including her 26 songs. Like there's one or two that I'm like, it takes me a little bit to like listen, like it's a stretch to listen to through the whole song, but I'm they're starting to grow on me. And there's always, I think with most albums, there's always that one or two song where you're like, this is kind of a filler. Like I and then especially when you listen to so many of her demos, like you kind of wish.
You mean like Mariah's last album? It was a lot of fillers.
That was a filler album. That was, although you know what though, I do have to say, to segue a little bit off of Madonna and to Mariah, I do have to say that I listened to her album yesterday on my way home from work, and like I really it's not that bad of an album. I think the songs individually don't have enough strength to stand on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I think as an album, I like the album. It wasn't her best.
Do you think it's her worst album?
No. Ever? No. I think that probably Rainbow is her worst album.
Although Rainbow has some good songs on it. But
that's a perfect example of another album that has like fillers. The individual songs are pretty decent on their own, but they're not as a whole. The album is just,
y'all, I'm sorry, I'm patting my weave. I have to,
the new tattoo.
I got a tattoo and it's itchy right now, so I'm kind of
so
back to Madonna. We'll go back to Mariah in a second.
But I do have to say that first initial listen to it, I was like, okay, this is good. I like it. It's a little bit different from what, it's a lot more hood than she has been in a long time.
Well, she has black children, so.
Right. So, but I will say that as I listened to like the released versions of the song, this album, my favorite Madonna album is Bedtime Stories. That's my number one.
I think that's my number one too. I love it.
That album, like from start to finish. I wish that there were more songs on the album. I wish that it's a very, very, very underrated album. I think that it was by far one of her best albums. And I mean, you know, it's not second to none for most people. It's not second to none to Ray of Light, because Ray of Light was just like her, that was like the best album she's done to me musically. And I just thought it was better than.
But that also is full of ballads, right? The Bedtime Stories. I don't think there's really like any dance.
It's a slower album.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of her best albums. And to me, that's my favorite. And this Rebel Heart is, to me, an updated version of Bedtime Stories. To me, it's like, because she's got a lot of hood. First of all, Bedtime Stories is very R&B driven. It's very like, it's got a lot of bass.
It's very like, baby face.
Right. She wrote a couple songs with him. But it's very like R&B driven, whereas Rebel Heart is too, like, it's the same. It's just an updated version of it.
I'm not a big, other than like music, I like that album. But like sometimes the dance songs, I'm just kind of like,
Which dance songs?
Well, just pretty much any dance song after music. I'm kind of like of Madonna's. Like upbeat, I'm just going, I think you should just stick to ballads because I like those better.
Well, I mean, and some people have said that. Some people have said, like, you know, that she's, you know, again, it goes back to the whole ages thing, and we know where I stand with that shit. I don't like it. I think it's really, it's sad, and I think it's an awful thing to do, you know. And even she said it because she got interviewed by Howard Stern, which the interview was actually really good.
It's like 3 hours, right?
No, it was an hour and a half.
Oh,
but it was a really.
Was it English? Was she speaking in American English or English English?
No, she's speaking in English, American English, but she did have a grill in her mouth, which is a little like...
She had a grill in her mouth?
You could tell, yes. But there was a picture where she had a grill in her mouth.
Oh, God.
So, okay, that's a little ridiculous. Just too much. Okay, I think anybody who wears a grill in their fucking mouth is ridiculous. I don't care whether you're a rapper or not. Yes, it may have become spun from the hip-hop community, but I don't care if you're fucking the Queen of England. I think it's... Just, it's tacky. I don't like mouth jewelry.
I would kind of like the Queen of England to have a girl on. That would be kind of awesome.
That would probably catapult her to badass.
Right.
Badass status.
Gangsta.
Right. But the interview was actually really good. I really think that you should listen to it. You know, she kind of touched on that. She's like, you know, because Howard Stern sort of said to her, like, you know, how do you feel about when people... you know, talk about like, you shouldn't be doing this at 56, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, and she's like, I think it's ageist. I think it's a form of, you know, racism, especially because it also attacks who I am and I'm a woman. And she's like, what am I supposed to look like at 56? She's like, well, how am I supposed to act like when I'm 50, when a lady is 56, like I'm a pop star and this is me at 56.
I'm a star.
So I kind of, you know, and I agree with her. It's like, I get that the normal, the average woman isn't doing yoga poses and all this shit on stage and, you know, dancing and whatever. I'm sorry, but people who say she's trying to dance, have you seen her performance at the Brit Awards after the fact that she fell? She killed that shit. And I'm sorry, but I would love to see any 56-year-old woman try to do half the shit that she did.
I still just, in my head, when I see her go backwards, I just laugh. I just, that's, I cannot mean, do but anything but laugh. I mean, know, it's hard.
I get it. It's I funny. Mean, I laugh when people fall too.
Every
so.
Time I see it, I'm like, every time I see it in my head, I'm like, oopsie. You know?
But it's just like, you know, I think it's, you know, she has a point. Like, people will always give women shit for doing things that is not considered age appropriate. Because if it was because if it was a man who is 56 doing the same shit that she's doing, they're not going to get any slack for it. So it's, and that's what kind of what she said. She was like, well, look at Mick Jagger. Look at, like, they don't get the same kind of criticism, and they're older than her.
Yeah, but they're not really doing anything crazy.
No, but the fact that they're still playing, like, they're still acting like they're young rock bands, that's what she's trying to reference, you know? Like, so that's my issue with ages. Like, I think it's wrong. I think that I hate the fact that they always go for that. It's like, act your age. What is 56 supposed to be like? I don't get that.
What would you think a Madonna and a Mariah Carey duet would be like?
It would never work. Unless Mariah Carey did, like, some sort of, like, it would never work in the sense of, like, it would have to be a really good song for it to work, both musically, lyrically, because there's, Mariah Carey's register is obviously different from Madonna's, although she's kind of been sounding the same as Madonna recently, so. it's just, I think it would have to be a really good song. Same thing with Janet, because they were, like, when Jermaine Dupri and Janet were dating, he was trying to get Mariah Carey and Janet to do a duet. Uh-huh. And everyone was like, well, that's kind of like, it would have to be the perfect song. Because of Mariah Carey's register and then Janet's register, like, it would just have to be the perfect combination. Like,
well, do you think the song that she did with Whitney Houston was the perfect song for them?
Yes. I think that was the perfect range for both of them to come together and sound really good. I like that song. But
that's from the Mulan soundtrack, right? No, not Mulan.
No.
I think the, it was from the Aladdin?
No, it was from the Egypt.
The Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, Prince of Egypt is.
Okay.
But going back to Madonna's album, I really honestly love this album from start to finish. I think it's a great, great album. It's some of her best work since Confessions on the Dance Floor, because I think she stepped up her game when she released Ray of Light, and then she stepped up her game again when she released Music, and then when Confessions on the Dance Floor came out, it was like, damn, this is like, you're serving gold to, like, DJs, and then it fell, and then you had, like, rock, fucking Hard candy and MDNA. It's
fillers.
Again, those are kind of albums that had singles in there that were kind of good, but the album as a whole just didn't work for me. But this album, I get it. Like, you know, and I wish that she would have released it as a two album. You know, like, this is, because the way she explains it is that initially that's how she wanted it to release it, was a two album. And one was going to be The Rebel, and the other one was going to be, and then, right. And then one was going to be The Heart, which would be like the more slow song, the more like, and she's like, and then the hacking happened, and then there you go. So, I don't know. I think it's a really good album. I really like it.
I'll have to take a listen.
But I'm really excited for her tour. I can't wait. September is not here fast enough.
Oh my God. When is it? September what?
September, I think 29th. It's a Monday.
Oh, it's August that we're going to be in Pride 48.
Hmm. It's in September. I'm taking.
Are you going to Pride 48? Have you decided yet?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have to come to Pride 48. You have to come see us live, even though we're still debating on if we're going to do a show or not.
I'm not going if I'm not doing a show. Like, it's what's the point?
To hang out with Melissa Miranda.
I'd rather just
Spirit Mom.
I'd rather just take a trip to see her.
You know, you have to take like a 3-day African tour to get to her house. we'll do a show.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
It's not, we don't, and we're not going to plan anything because that's stupid.
We did, well, we didn't plan anything. No, so.
We didn't plan the last time either, and it came out fabulous.
Well, fabulous, I don't know.
I liked it.
It's all right, I guess.
You're a little far more critical than I am.
I hate myself.
Well, we're already shit, so you can't, I mean, anything that we do is like spectacular in comparison. That's
pretty true. you guys, the 9th anniversary of the show is coming up on April 29th, I think, is the day that it came out. It's coming up.
That's my niece's birthday.
That's cray cray. 9 years of my life has been on a microphone.
Like is sitting on it.
Is that the saddest thing I've ever said?
No. Just think about it. Like, you
have an audio journal of my life.
You've changed people's lives.
I've changed my life.
And you changed yours, yes. But, and for the last 2 years, your life has been fabulous with me added.
Well, you're just an extra. You're an extra that can be dismissed at any time.
According to a lot of people. Anything else? I don't have anything else to talk about.
No, I think it's it. We're at 40 minutes, so I think it's a pretty good second show. You ready to go? Are we getting something to eat or?
Yeah.
You want to do our weekly Wendy's run?
No.
Oh, you want to go to White Castle?
No. We're going to go to TGI Fridays.
Ew.
What? Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
The fact that it's TGI Fridays.
Oh, so you don't like TGI Fridays?
Not really.
What don't you like about it?
I don't like Fridays. I don't like Thank Goodness It's either. No, we can go there. I haven't been there in a long time. So
I just want to go there because I can get a salad.
You can get a salad at Wendy's.
I don't want a salad from Wendy's.
You can get a salad at McDonald's, Burger King.
I don't want a salad from those
Taco
places.
Bell.
Like, I want a good salad. I don't want to just go like... I mean,
I hope it's organic.
No, it won't be, but that's okay.
Ew. All right, let's go. This is Ricky.
This is
Bon Bon. Y'all, we gotta go.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.